So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Mike McDaniel was fired by the Dolphins today. He was most people's dream candidate for Washington, dating back 4 to 6 weeks ago when it started to look like he could be out of a job. Because he wasn't fired initially, and because reports over the last few weeks were they were going to stick with him. It looked like they were, by the way, Danny. They fired their GM.
I thought this was over, that they moved to the next thing where he's the coach and we're going about our business.
Chris Greer, the GM there for years, got ousted several weeks ago. So it felt like, okay, well, they chose to get rid of the GM, not the coach. And then they benched Tua Tagovailoa. And so by doing that, you felt like, well, they chose him over Tua. Then, to kick off the offseason, they put together this list of GM candidates, which included a few of the guys he worked with in San Francisco. So there were just a lot of the tea leaves making you think they're sticking with him. Supposedly he met with the owner on Tuesday, Stephen Ross, and that meeting didn't go very well. The reason I think that meeting didn't go very well is that John Harbaugh has subsequently become available. Because you know who wasn't originally on the GM list of interviewees for Miami that is now? One of the guys from the Chargers, who's working with Jim Harbaugh.
With Jim.
And Joe Ortiz, the former Ravens executive, who has worked with John Harbaugh in the past. Mm. So they added him after the Harbaugh firing. So all you got to do is connect some dots to say they're in the Harbaugh sweepstakes. That said, McDaniel as a candidate for Washington, what's your initial reaction to Commander's job being open and him being available?
This is why you have a private jet. You should already be in the air. Get down there right now. Bring whoever you have to bring. Bring a suitcase full of money. Say, this is just a taste. Whatever you have to do.
This is just a taste.
Stop everything. Stop your dumb meeting.
This
I don't care.
This is an action movie with like a drug deal gone.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care who you were supposed to be meeting with. You bring whoever you think the most charming guy in the ownership group is. Bring me Iron. Bring Rails.
That's Mitch Rails.
Give me Josh Harris to sit in the background and agree, smoking a stogie like in the shadows. Give me Dan Quinn. Give me Peters. Fuel up that jet and get your ass down there and do not let him say no. If you have to hog tie him, if you have to put him on the plane like Bane at the start of The Dark Knight Rises, bring him back to Washington, D.C. That's your offensive coordinator. Take nothing else. Do not let him leave the room under duress. Sign that contract in your own blood. Hurry up.
Would you like to put Jaden Daniels under center?
Like now. I couldn't believe it. And if he goes to be an OC somewhere else, I'll be devastated. I will be so heartbroken. Now, if he goes to be a head coach somewhere else, what can I do?
So that's your first fly in the ointment.
Yep.
I'm not convinced he will be a head coach in this cycle, but I think he'll have the opportunity to be.
He will be again at some point.
Oh, 1,000%. Right? I think I would bet my life on that. He will get a second head coaching job. I actually think he could get an offer in this cycle, honestly. But here's what I don't know. And you just never know this with some of these guys. Like, Cliff Kingsbury could have been a head coach at the end of last season. I still believe the reporting I did, what I heard, was that the Saints' job's his if he wants
it. New Orleans, yeah.
That eventually Kellen Moore got, right? Kingsbury has not really been antsy or interested necessarily because he hasn't had to be. He wanted to go to Bali. Then he wanted to do the thing in college. Then he wanted to take his shot with Jaden Daniels. He's been in no rush. And part of the reason why is you're collecting head coach money. Not to be a head coach. He's still making money from Arizona as we talk this second into this football season. In fact, when Cliff Kingsbury gets a job, he'll be being paid by the Cardinals, the Commanders, and his new team. He'll be triple dipping. Pretty damn good gig if you can get it. Does Mike McDaniel want to get right back into the immensely stressful insanity of being an NFL head coach when you have the head coaching money coming in from Miami? And you can be a coordinator hanging out with your buddies and deal with less of the stuff that's not as fun. He might just be a guy who wants to do the play calling, offensive savant, drawing on a whiteboard.
Yeah, you find your unicorn, right? Who he doesn't want to be a head coach, which we kind of thought we had with Cliff, at least for a time.
Or like the Cliff style of, you know, eventually we'll coach again because the money's too good and there's only 32 of those jobs and everyone's got a bit of an ego and wants to win. But maybe you don't have to jump back into it right away. So that is possibly how he's thinking. We don't know, though. He might also have just loved being a head coach. That's what he wants to do. So I think my number one, everyone slow down, this is not a foregone conclusion, would be, what if Mike McDaniel gets a head coaching job? Because he's definitely going to be asked to interview. In this cycle, a quarter of the league has openings. And who is the offensive play caller that everybody wants right now? Other than Clint Kubiak, there isn't one. Stefanski, who's coming with some baggage. Those are the two offensive minds in this cycle. So I think McDaniel skyrockets up that list. The other fly in the ointment, if you want to talk OC stuff, non-getting a head coach division. And I don't know the answer to this. Is the Washington job the best? I think it probably is because of Jaden Daniels. But I'll give you an example. If he were to go to Detroit to call plays for the Lions, you get to be the play caller.
Yep.
You have an established Pro Bowl caliber top 10 quarterback in Jared Goff. You have a much better offense in terms of talent.
Oh, that toolkit is pretty good.
You've got Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown and a healthy Sam Laporta coming back. They've got to rework their offensive line. But you know you go there and you could have a damn good season. There's just a lot less questions.
Yep.
You don't have a young quarterback doing this traditional NFL offense thing for the first time. It's not Terry McLaurin and the Island of Misfit Toys. That might, you can convince me that that is as good a job. You don't know Dan Campbell. You know and love Dan Quinn, so that should balance things out. Daniels could be the tiebreaker, whatever. The other one is Robert Saleh. Saleh's getting several head coaching interviews this year. Saleh and McDaniel are Jenny and Forrest.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And carrots. Yes, he loves Dan Quinn. Does he love Robert Saleh more? You know what I mean? Like, who's his BFF totes? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
And if you go somewhere with Saleh, you're kicking off a new regime. There is no get off to a slow start.
You're not inheriting that much, yeah.
He might not get fired at 0-4 like Dan Quinn might. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So I don't know where they fit in the OC category unless you just look at Jaden Daniels and go, nothing else matters.
Yeah, that's what I care about.
I get to work with that guy.
And an overhaul that's coming, right? Part of the sales pitch is going to be, hey, we're not just going to be Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown's, you know, idea. We'll actually go get you some speed. We'll go get you this and that. We'll have a dynamic tight end. Maybe we go get Isaiah Likely in free agency to get you a tight end that can catch and move. You've got a running back. Do you like him? If not, we'll find you something else there. I mean, you basically tell them the shopping list as you want it, kind of like they did for Kingsbury, to be honest with you. Remember, Kingsbury's got outside influence, or outsized rather, in drafting Jaden Daniels. I know that the rest of the scouts, everyone else liked him too, but that was important. He's the one writing the note about Josh Connerly, leaving it on Adam Peters' desk. I would give McDaniel the same treatment and then some. What do you like? What do you want? I want him doing the thing that he did in Miami when Devin Achane fell to them, and he's doing spin kicks. Let's do that. Yeah. Find me the guy that makes you do spin kicks, and we'll get it. We'll get him here for you. I mean, you have to woo him at this point because you're right. He will be as in demand as anybody to call plays. Maybe not as a head coach right now. There's a little bit of a stink, I think, because people may be nervous about podium stuff, whether that matters or not.
Weird, quirky personality from a head coaching standpoint.
Yeah, people may not be that excited to jump back into that without more recent track record of success because they did kind of tail off. And you know, when he was the darling of the league a couple of years ago, where they're jumping up and beating people, and the offense is awesome, and every other pass is a deep shot to Tyreek Hill, you know, on a deep cross, and they're just jogging into the end zone for 37 points a game and running Achane around the outside and someone else on the other side, each going for 1,000 yards or close to it. You couldn't. I mean, that guy was Prince of Zamunda getting flowers thrown at his feet. Now that maybe it's cooled a little bit in terms of a head coach, but in terms of a play caller, he gets to write his own script at this point.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. The Odyssey app, you can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. By the way, new high-definition, gorgeous cameras being debuted today at the radio
station. It's a big day for your boys.
Thanks to whoever made that possible. We look like we're in the big leagues
here. Yeah, look at that.
On television. We've joined the major leagues.
Not just like that thing that you see on Twitter sometimes where it's like two guys in different locations with their computer cameras like right up their nose. Right. Like one guy's nodding a lot, the other guy's talking. I always want to look better than that. And I feel like we do today.
Grainy.
Oh, thanks, audience.
I don't know why the audience found that so funny.
Well, audience liked it. That was a good thing.
Danny.
Yep.
Are you buying what I'm saying on Mike McDaniel possibly getting a head coaching job?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
Are you buying what I'm selling that there is a possibility the Commanders are not actually the best OC job? It might be the best fit because he's close with Dan Quinn and he wants to work with him. Maybe he loves DQ. But in terms of openings, is there a case to be made Detroit or rolling with Solid or new
or Baltimore if there's more change and turnover? People might like that.
That's interesting. I wonder like
if Monken eventually is gone.
He will be if there's a new head coach.
Right.
So if a new guy comes in there who's not offensive-minded to call plays, so that's, you know, you're not getting Kubiak who's interviewing there or Cliff or something. So let's just say—
Like if they bring Anthony Weaver back, who they loved.
Right. Or the guy that I just heard was interviewing, so we'll just use him, is Brian Flores.
There you go.
Flores is interviewing with the Ravens, and they hire Flores to be the head coach, and he says he wants McDaniel to call plays for Lamar. Probably a better spot to get a job next year.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not going like you want on the open market. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Joseph in Frederick on Grant and Danny. What do you make of McDaniel as a possible OC? It feels like it would be a home run for the Commanders.
Agreed. I just don't think that they're going to get him because I think he's going to go to Detroit. Just same thing. Washington's got Jaden. Detroit's got better toys at every other position in the offense. And that Detroit offense has shown that even with a Jared Goff, all those better toys in all these other positions, you can do a lot more things. And that's exactly, I think, what McDaniels wants to do. McDaniels then, in Detroit, gets to sit off in his corner and draw up plays and have a very front-facing guy named Dan to do all the front-facing stuff for him, which now, granted, he also has a front-facing guy named Dan in Washington, but he doesn't have as good toys.
The offensive options for him to play with, it's plug and play. This is Ronco, set it and forget it. It's Christmas morning. You don't need to take out a screwdriver and open anything up and put in batteries. You just unwrap it. You can start playing with the toy. I mean, he's licking his lips at the possibility of Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, it is, you're cooking with grease right off the bat.
There are a lot of people who could coordinate that offense and have it be really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got that as a baseline. You called the wrong play. Oops, I meant to say the other thing. That doesn't matter. Jahmyr Gibbs is still going for 30.
I don't think the fact that he was here and got fired by a different owner in a completely different organization matters at all. I've seen people bring that up, like, would he not want to come back? I don't believe that. I'm going to say that's a non-factor completely. That was the Redskins under Dan Snyder. This is a whole different world.
Also, and it was before Franklin. I'm not to be flippant about it. He turned his life around.
True.
You know?
I mean, that didn't have anything to do with him being fired. It was just the whole staff got blown out when they fired Mike. But yes, I mean, he's a different guy now, too. And again, the relationship with Dan Quinn would be the draw. Dan Quinn's here now.
Mm-hmm.
He does have the same agent, Richmond Flowers, that Ben Johnson had when Johnson and the Commanders were doing the interview process and everything blew up very, very ugly. I don't believe Ben Johnson's still repped by Richmond Flowers. I think he's moved on since that fiasco. But McDaniel, very, very close with Flowers, who was on the offensive staff with Kyle and all those guys that I covered here in D.C. as a coach way back then. But he's his agent now. I don't think that would be a factor either, but I know that that was not a harmonious thing at all.
That's a good nugget.
Between Flowers and Ben and this front office and how all that went down. So I wonder, I don't think it would matter, but I wonder if there's anything to that. My guess is McDaniel's relationship with Quinn would supersede anything.